Bum Metellus shares 7 essential tips for effective logistics management. With billions of dollars being spent on logistics management each year, it's clear that businesses understand the importance of shipping and receiving products in the most effective way possible. When done correctly, logistics can help businesses cut costs and make more money by preventing unnecessary losses and overages, but when there are problems in the system, it can cause a huge headache for all involved employees, managers, and customers alike. For years, Bum Metellus has been managing logistics and transportation services for businesses in the industrial sector. With hundreds of clients spanning the globe, Bum Metellus understands the intricacies of shipping, receiving, and warehousing. Bum Metellus wants to help people avoid these headaches, which is why he put together these 7 essential tips for effective logistics management. Measure what you need to measure. Bum Metellus says that as a business owner, you should always be looking for ways to improve your efficiency and bottom line. One way to do this is to measure the performance of your logistics operation. This can help you determine areas that need improvement and make changes consequently. It would help if you also looked at your current metrics. To do this, it's best to break down the metrics into 3 categories: inventory, shipping costs, and transit time. You then want to track those in order to see how they change over time with new shipments or other changes in the process. Set up a realistic schedule. You can't just hope that everything will work out according to plan. You need to set up a schedule and make sure that everyone involved knows what they need to do and when they need to do it. This will help keep things running smoothly and avoid any potential problems. Make sure everyone is on the same page. There should be one person in charge of all logistics management and communication, who makes sure that all team members are clear on their roles. Set up a system. Don't expect people to remember the full inventory list or where to find supplies without some system. Make sure you have your own personal tracking system in place as well, because you don't want this stuff getting lost in emails or going unchecked by someone else. Know your strategic goals. You can't manage your logistics effectively if you don't know what your company's goals are. Take the time to sit down and think about what you want to achieve, both in the short and long term. Once you have a precise understanding of your objectives, you can start putting together a strategy to make them a reality. A good way to get started is by working backward from your desired end goal. For example, if you want customers to purchase more items per visit, then track this metric over time. Make sure that everyone on your team understands these questions and is on board with answering them. It will be much easier to execute the logistics strategy once everyone knows their role. And remember, change doesn't happen overnight, so give yourself plenty of time and room for mistakes as you adjust along the way. Communication is key. In order to manage your logistics effectively, communication is key. You need to be able to communicate with your team, your clients, and your vendors. Without effective communication, things can get lost in the shuffle, and important deadlines can be missed. Ensure that you have a clear understanding of what information needs to be communicated, who needs it, and when they need it. You also want to make sure that everyone on your team knows how to handle any unexpected situations. No one expects everything will go smoothly all the time, however. You should know what to do if there are any problems that arise or something doesn't go as planned. Focus on quality, not quantity. It's easy to get caught up in the numbers game and worry about hitting certain targets. But at the end of the day, what really matters is the quality of your product or service. That's what will keep customers coming back. So don't sacrifice quality for quantity. Put a little more thought into every move you make. Double-check everything before you send it out the door. Be sure everything is accounted for before any deliveries are made. Take your time when packing shipments so that nothing gets damaged on its way across town or across the world. Have someone else double-check your work to assure precision. And always label boxes with things like fragile or this side up. It's hard enough running a business without having to worry about if something got lost along the way. Don't risk losing valuable time and money due to simple mistakes by focusing too much on quantity instead of quality. Spend a little extra time being careful, checking over everything twice, labeling shipments properly, and taking your time packing them. You'll be glad you did when you're happy with the results. Offer great customer service. Your customers are the lifeblood of your business, so offer them great customer service. That means providing them with what they want when they want it, and at a price they're willing to pay. It also means going above and beyond to resolve their issues and make them happy. After all, happy customers are more likely to continue doing business with you and recommend you to others. They'll tell everyone about how awesome you are. And if one of your competitors is messing up? Well, let them know. You never know who might be listening or why that person might take care of the issue for you. The worst thing that can happen is they'll say no, but they're unlikely to do so because most people like to help other people. Be efficient with tracking systems. In order to be efficient, you need to have an effective tracking system in place. This will help you keep track of your inventory, orders, and shipments. Plus, it will allow you to see where your bottlenecks are so you can fix them. You may want to start with a customer-centric approach by asking what information they want from the tracking system. Then, determine how much time and effort it would take to get that information. Finally, make sure you know who is responsible for the data in each area so you don't waste any time.